The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a podcast for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Christy Matthews. I'm recording today's episode solo, and it is a quick focus, so it'll be over in less than 10 minutes. I tend to talk really fast, knowing that timer is on. Anyways, today's episode is all about writing your ceremony script. We are doing this episode because we talk about it a lot in the podcast as more and more couples are opting for less traditional, less religious wedding ceremonies, and they may have a friend or sibling write their ceremony with them and be their officiant. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what a very basic non-denominational wedding ceremony might look like, assuming that you have an officiant that's a friend, or even you've hired an officiant, they're probably going to have a template to plug all of this into. If you're starting from scratch, though, it might be overwhelming at first. You're going to do this ceremony. It's the most important part of your wedding day, and you don't want to flub it up. I mean, you don't want to let people down or get up there and just sort of wing it. So the first thing to do is think about the tone that you want your wedding ceremony to have. And for this, I suggest that both of you, you and your partner, just jot down some thoughts. Like, what if you were going to write the opening of this ceremony for your officiant, what would you write? And that will help to get an overall tone and feeling for the whole ceremony. So I refer to a lot of books, and there are a ton of blog posts about this. When you're writing your own ceremony script, you can literally Google writing a wedding ceremony script and you'll come across all of these. But today you're opting to listen to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. So I'm just going to break it down, what this ceremony would look like. So first you have a processional, and we'll talk more about that at the end. And then you have an opening words by your officiant, like an introduction. Usually your officiant will actually introduce themselves and welcome everyone. Then oftentimes there's something like a giveaway. Who gives away this bride might be a really traditional way to say it, but more and more we're seeing something that refers to all of your guests, like we're here to support you. If everyone here supports this union, please say I do. And it's a way to get the support and involvement of all of your guests that are there. Then often there's an opening reading. This might be a time that your officiant reads a couple verses or some quotes that you have found that you really love from a movie or books or the Bible, or by Googling wedding quotes about love. Or this is a reading done by a reader, which is also a great way to stretch out a ceremony by having one or two readers come up and do readings. Because if you write all this down and your ceremony is 5 minutes long, you might want more. So you can find some great excerpts from books or poems that readers can come up and read. So that happens next. And then often there's personal anecdotes. This is by the officiant, so it will have something to do like how you met, why you're so in love with each other, why you're so wonderful for each other. This feels a little bit to me like a toast. So if you are writing it for your officiant, definitely write down how you want it to go and then give them the freedom to add their own anecdotes here. Maybe how they know you, how they see you. Basically, it's a way for your guests to learn a little bit more about your relationship. As they watch you commit to each other for life. So after this part, which is essentially the bulk of the ceremony, the personal stuff, after that, there's an introduction into your vows. This is probably the most daunting thing for most couples, is the vows part. This is the I do's. You can either be led through this by your officiant with, say and repeat lines, You can go super traditional and just look at the basic marriage vows, look those up through sickness and in health, all of that. But what we're seeing happen a lot these days is that both members of the couple want to write their own vows and read those vows for the first time to their partner as part of the ceremony. If you're going to do this, we suggest you give the copies of, you know, loose vows on paper to your officiant, and they can hold it in the binder or folder that they have and then hand you your vows to read to your partner. It can just get a little distracting if you folded them up in your pocket, or if you have your own book, or if you're holding your vows on a piece of paper kind of wrapped around your bouquet and you have things to pass off. So the vows, many ways to do it, very important. Don't save this for the night before the wedding to write down your vows. It can be really emotional. I do suggest you kind of get your final version done several weeks before the wedding so that you have time to rehearse it. Just say it to yourself in front of a mirror. All right. After the vows, there's often one more reading, either by the officiant or someone that you have as a reader. This one is more about marriage itself, because we've just seen you exchange these vows. And then is the rings. Usually the officiant has the rings in their pocket, or someone comes up and hands them the rings, like a best man. And as you're putting the ring on each other's finger, you say something along the lines of, "I give you this ring as a sign of my love and commitment," while you're putting the ring on. So this part can be short and sweet, but does involve action and is very important. After that, there is a closing remarks by the officiant. This talks about the sanctity of marriage, the importance of the vows you just took, and ends with a declaration of marriage. This part is very important because for a lot of states, this is what the officiant has to say to officially, legally marry you, in addition to the paperwork and signing a marriage license. We have to say something along the lines of, "I now pronounce you husband and wife," or, "By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you married." And following that is a kiss. After the kiss, there can either be an introduction by the officiant of the couple to all the guests. So the guests stand up, maybe the couple turns around holding hands, and the officiant says something like, "For the first time as husband and wife," or "Mr. and Mrs. Smith." If you don't want to do that introduction at your ceremony because you're saving it for a big introduction into your reception room, then the kiss is the end of the ceremony, and the recessional would begin right after the kiss. So you can kiss, hold hands, get your bouquet if you gave it to someone, and march right back down the aisle to lead the recessional. And then that's it. So that's the very basic outline. If you are planning your wedding and thinking you're going to write your own script, this is a starting place. I refer to a book called The Everything Wedding Vows Book. It's kind of old, I think, but it's definitely earmarked and one that I read a lot when I'm looking for quotes or looking for different ways to say certain things that a bride and groom might want to personalize their wedding. Also, there's a website that I'll include in the show notes called thespruce.com, S-P-R-U-C-E, and they have a ton of great articles about this kind of stuff and ceremonies specifically, all about non-traditional ceremonies and religious ceremonies and same-sex ceremonies, and that's a good starting place as well. And the things that you need to think about when you're doing your own ceremony like this that you wouldn't necessarily need to worry so much about if you have your ceremony in a church by a clergyman or a professional officiant who does this all the time is your processional. You'll need to draft out the order you want your processional to be in, how everyone's going to walk in, and how they're going to stand up there at the altar with you. The recessional, which is at the end of the ceremony, is usually just the reverse of this. And then also keep in mind that you need to choose music selections, which of course there's, you know, an unending list of options there. Choose a music for the prelude as guests are arriving, for the processional, which would include the processional of the wedding party, and then a different song for the processional of the bride, if you want to do it that way, and then a song for the recessional. Also, if you're having anything in the ceremony, like candle lighting or, you know, putting sand into a vase, you might want to include a song to play during that time. And you also need to think about readings and choose some great readings that really speak to your relationship and why you are getting married. So that wraps it up. Again, you can check out our website for show notes, thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. And we're on Twitter, TBWP Podcast. And you can reach us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon.